Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Turds, y'all, turds. We all make them, but it takes a special kind of person to be one. I tell you what, man, every week, Tyler's Turds at 3:41 on Thursday, it's the way to go. And Tyler's...
We all make them, but it takes a special kind of person to be one.
Yeah, that's right.
That was poetic.
It sucks.
I like that.
Hey, Tyler's Turds of the week. Here we go, Tyler. Take the wheel, baby.
Pro athletes are sometimes... a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, boys. You're listening to The Drive. This is, of course... Thursday, Thirsty Thursday, right around 3:40 p.m. I give you a full podium every damn week of these turds around the professional sports world, people, because it's my job. It's my responsibility. I've taken it upon myself as a good Samaritan, as a tremendous sports fan in the great city of Houston. I've taken it on myself each and every week to search out the turdish behavior that needs to be called out. And we got another full podium this week, boys. Ready to go?
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
All righty. Bronze medal on the turds of the week. It's one of our own, boys.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
It's one of our own. This doesn't happen super often.
Not a civil war. Not a civil war.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there are times. There are times, you know, and this time it's a member of our late night program. And if you don't know about it, it's Area 45. Local late sports talk. Your only source for that. In H-Town is with Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani, and Chris Santiago every single night, 8 p.m. to midnight. But it's old PC, my co-host from the Big Orange Wagon. He's getting the bronze medal on the turd list this week. And before I get a little more serious with this silver and gold medal, boys, let me just peel that carpet back, as Ron the Show Hughley would say real quick. This bronze medal this week, I got this simply because I had to share this audio with y'all. I had to share it with you, Clint, B. Scott. I had to share it with our listeners, the Drive family. Because in my experience, and I'm a humorous individual, I like to think, there aren't many things in the comedic world or attempted comedic world that are more cringy than when a fella or a lady might just butcher an impression. Like someone's like, I have this great Christopher Walken, and they sound like, nothing like him. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Bad impressions to me are super cringy.
Yeah.
I'm listening to Area 45 last night. Our guy, Patrick Creighton. What they were talking about, it really doesn't even matter. But my guy, Patrick Creighton, PC, the guy who refers to the co-host B. Scott's filling in for is Ron Hooley.
Ron Hooley.
Oh, that's so bad.
I love PC, but this was, in my opinion, one of the worst impressions I may have ever heard. I was laughing my ass off, but it was awful. I even texted him about it. But I want y'all to listen for yourselves. Tell me if I'm being too hard on PC here, because I think this impression attempt by Creighton of doing a voice of Beavis from Beavis and Butthead, I think it's awful. I'll explain more in a sec. It's pretty funny. But tell me if this is really deserving of a bronze turd medal on a Thirsty Thursday, or if the impression wasn't as bad as I think. Here was PC last night live on Area 45.
I think I need to stop by and tell him here. This is bullshit. Hey, about it.
Now he knows what not to do.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get you a pro, big dog.
Does he? Sounds like he's got a problem.
Probably does.
Yeah. It's cool he doesn't have anyone, therefore he's doing it himself.
I think I need to stop by and tell him here. This is bullshit. Hey, about it.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's comically bad. I don't think it's bad enough to be a turd. It is bad though.
Dude.
He at least got the little the snickle in there. You know where that little part in there. Like he got that part in there. I didn't think it was the worst I've ever heard, but it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
I tell you, I think the video would probably send it over the top.
Oh man, I'm gonna get that tonight. That.
Yeah, but pull up that YouTube feed to see Patrick Creighton doing a Beavis and Butthead impersonation. Yeah.
And I love, like I've said, man, I love Patrick. That was hilarious. I think it's one of the worst impressions I've ever heard, though. And what I told Patrick verbatim last night when I texted in, I was driving home and I heard that and I'm laughing. I'm like, man, that was off. We butchered that. I texted Patrick. I said, dude, you sounded like, and there's no intention of offense here, but you know those commercials with the smokers who have to like hold the thing up to their throat?
No. See, Tyler, you always take it
too far. That's the first thing I heard, this is what
I was going to say, though. I think what PC is dealing with, and I'm similar in this way, is where you can try to do an impression, but you can't ditch your accent. Like, Clint, I can't imagine you trying to do impressions. Like, if your accent is so strong that even when you try to do an impression that doesn't include your accent, you can't ditch it, that's what it's going to sound like. That sounded like Patrick Creighton trying to do a Beavis and Butthead impression.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's impressionists that get paid a lot of money.
No, I'm saying the ones that aren't good at it.
Yeah, they can, that's what I'm saying. Right, like, yeah. So if you can't at the very least shake your accent, then you ain't got no business in the game.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, sure.
Anyway, yeah, that's the Broads. PC, love you, man. But don't sound like one of these people with the thing up by their throat in the commercial for Stop Smoking. You can try it next time, PC. Broads medal to Area 45's Patrick Creighton. Real quick, silver medal. Oh, boy. Silver medal this week. I'm not sure if this fella was one of the original contributors to the birth of this idea for Turds of the Week. He very well could have been, because I can't stand him. He's ugly as hell. The guy with a face only a mother could love. He wears pinstripes. Talking about the ogre, Shrek, a.k.a. known as Aaron Judge, the media darling. I don't know if y'all have seen this stat, B. Scott and Clint, this week. And for those that don't know, there is October baseball going on right now. We're normally right in the middle of it here in Houston, so it feels a little odd.
Yeah, I'm still not over it yet. I really don't want to talk about it. Yeah.
Me either.
Very tough.
This might help you, though, Clint. It helps me. It gives me a little peace of mind. But Astros obviously not playing. There are some playoff baseball games going on. The Yankees currently lead Ron the Show Hughley's Royals 2-1. Aaron Judge, I saw a stat on this ugly mofo this week that was truly eyebrow-raising. Aaron Judge in October baseball and playoff baseball, postseason baseball, he has a higher strikeout rate than, I'll give you a hint, he has a higher strikeout rate than a guy we know very well.
Let's go, Rockets.
That is Martin Maldonado, Houston's own, the World Series champion. Aaron Judge has a higher strikeout rate than Maldonado, boys.
It is wild that he could be that great of a player and that lousy in the postseason. And especially with the Yankees and sort of how they've had this issue over the last, couple of decades of trying to get back there. And especially since the Astros have risen to prominence, we've been in their way. But, man, the fact that Aaron Judge has not been able to contribute at all, really – damn. And then the
you'll
Mets
love to see it.
On the other side, the Mets are out there balling. Yeah. Is Francisco Lindor king of New York baseball right now?
I didn't even think of that.
Come on, Aaron Judge. We got to see more, dog. You're supposed to be that guy.
How do you find that, Tyler? I mean, that is a great find, by the way.
I mean,
anything Aaron Judge does that's subpar, even though this is extremely subpar,
yeah,
Tyler's going to find it.
Oh, yeah. For that ogre, anything. I actually just remembered. I actually heard that stat, again, on Area 45. Sean Bajani actually brought that up on a show the other night. But yeah, Aaron Judge,
You ugly.
They got baseball folks and a New Yorker on that show, man. You know that was going to come up. And the people in New York are concerned about this. Like, imagine if this was Yordan Alvarez.
Oh, wow.
Or the way we've been talking about Kyle Tucker over the last couple of years. Like, that's what you're dealing with Aaron Judge if you're in New York. It's pretty lousy.
Yeah, so sorry once again to those bitches up in the Bronx. You landed on the podium once again here on Tyler's Turds of the Week.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
But I will definitely keep calling it out for Aaron Judge in particular, especially while the media just wants to love on this guy any damn chance they get. Stop striking out so much, you loser.
Tyler just woke up the building.
What up, H-Town? I mean,
you dropping them words. Everybody looking like, whoa.
The good folks in New Caney were like, what?
No one should give an F about Aaron Judge.
I couldn't agree more, Ron. All right, that's your silver medal. Real quick, we got a gold trophy here. You're watching on YouTube or Twitch. Search Sports Radio 610. I got this badass golden trophy. It looks like a turd, a golden turd. Give it out every week.
It is. That's got to be the best trophy in town.
Oh, it's so good. I'm going to start putting like their faces on it each week, too. I think that'd be a good idea. The golden turd of the week from the sports world. It's, again, a familiar face. This guy used to be a coach, a manager in the great city of Houston. I'm talking about current Detroit Tigers manager, the man who knocked our Astros out of October ball not too long ago. I'm talking about A.J. Hinch.
Oh.
A.J. Hinch is getting the golden turd on this Thursday, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I'm going to preface this before some of you trolls and lunatics who are just angry at your life start texting me about how you're pissed off that he's on the list. Oh, I love A.J. I want A.J. back. A.J. Hinch is the greatest. He should have never been. Just shut the hell up. Just listen.
Still should have pitched Gerrit Cole, but that's a story for another day.
I think he's going to get there.
A.J. Hinch, current manager of the Tigers. Like I said, Tigers took the Astros out in that wild card round not too long ago. I got problems with Hinch, man. I seriously got problems in my sports fanatic brain when it comes to this guy. Because you break my heart, A.J. I'm thankful for what you did during your time here. Some of what you did during your time here. Mainly being the 2017 World Series for the Houston Astros, the first title for the Stros in Houston. I'm very thankful. I will never forget that. And I don't have time to go into this because I can go on a rant, y'all know. I can't get into 2017 and the cheating scandal because I'll blow a gasket and have to go off on some morons. But A.J. Hinch, you contributed to the smear campaign on the Astros before you got fired. That's where my heart starts breaking. You're the manager and you didn't manage. You didn't manage them. It's literally in your title. You're not even a coach. You're supposed to manage these fools. And you knew they were cheating.
Somebody check out Tyler.
And you just didn't say nothing. Say it with your chest, AJ. Be a man. You can't tell me you didn't want to be doing that. You knew it was wrong. But I encouraged him. I hit the TV with a bat. Whatever the hell. AJ, be better. AJ Hinch, Detroit Tigers manager. Tigers, by the way, up 2-1 in the ALDS on the Guardians. And also, I feel like I got to remind Houston of this from time to time when it comes to Hinch, because it pisses me off every time I think about it. He won us a World Series in 2017. He contributed to that. And like I said, always thankful. But A.J. Hinch is always going to be, in my mind, one of, if not the largest primary reason the Astros did not win another World Series in 2019. Because if you remember, A.J. Hinch decided at the worst possible moment to take one Zach Greinke out of the Game 7 of that year's World Series after Rendon hit a homer off Zach, only to then watch very, very promptly Will Harris's goofy ass take the mound and lose the World Series for the Houston Astros. And that's on your shoulders, sir, A.J. Hinch. So, A.J., love what you did when you were here, but damn it, you break my heart. You freaking eliminated my Stros for the first time in 8 years from getting to another ALCS, and we should have more rings, but say it with your chest, AJ. That's the Turds of the Week, boys.
There you have it, Tyler's Turds of the Week. Well done. Once again, always, always a beautiful segment.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.